Well, we want to welcome you back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor. And with us in the studio, our pastor and Mrs. Ken Keltner, Ken and Kathy. And we're tickled to have you guys in the studio this morning. Pastor Ken is our, shall I call you a new senior pastor after several months, or how long are you going to be the new senior pastor?
Well, I was an associate or assistant or a youth pastor for 33 years. You know, I started thinking, man, Moses got 40 years, so maybe I needed another seven
more years. Oh, no.
So I hope this is the one and only time I'll be a senior pastor.
Amen. All right. It was so funny when I became a pastor of a church. I would be around town, and people would see me, and then they'd be introducing me to other people, and they would say, oh, yeah, this is our new senior pastor. I've been there a year, you know, but I'm still the new senior pastor. It was hilarious. Like, how long do I have to be here? But you guys were here in the ministry already for, what, a little over 6 years?
A little over 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And basically doing so much of the pastoral ministry the entire time, and visitation and soul winning and EE evangelism explosion. And Kathy, you were always involved in women's ministries. And so consequently, it is not new, but it is new as far as you being now the one that the Lord has to kind of give you the leadership as to where the ministry needs to go.
Yes, evidently God has been preparing us all these years. We've done a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. from nursery to choir, kids choir, the evangelism, filling in for children's church. I think we've done just about every ministry in the church.
Yard work, janitorial work, yeah, you name it.
That's right. We know how to pick weeds and plant flowers.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a pastor's home in Oklahoma. My dad pastored for close to 40 years in two separate ministries, one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one in Colorado Springs. So I grew up in ministry, mm-hmm. and, you know, I look back on that, and sometimes I wonder how my dad made it through. I mean, I know probably I did more to make sure he was in the flesh on the Lord's day than being in the spirit. He always would have me come in and clean the church if they had a janitor or custodian that didn't work out and left or whatever. He'd always say, okay, Ken, you start cleaning. So I'd clean the church several times. I ended up, Pastor Greg, and Kathy knows this, but I was fired three times by my dad. But the last one was a classic. He had told me, make sure you get here and clean this church before Sunday. Do not try to sneak in here on early Sunday morning and try to clean it. You do it all on Saturday. Well, it must have been a good football game on Saturday because I didn't get it all cleaned.
Right.
And we lived about 6.5 blocks, and I was probably about 14, maybe 15 years old, so I could ride my bike, and I got up really early. I mean, earlier than normal, because I knew my dad would always get there early, and so I wanted to be gone before he got there early.
Sure, right.
And I was just vacuuming just a little bit in the auditorium, in the entryway of the auditorium, and I was done. I had it all clean, ready to go. And I was vacuuming, and all of a sudden I had this little tap on my shoulder, and I turned around, and I couldn't believe it. It was my dad. And he used to always say I had this ability to press this mechanism inside of him that would make his voice get loud and his face get red. And I definitely hit the mechanism because it was so loud and he was so red, I thought, I'm just going to keep this vacuum on and drown him out. Well, my problem was, as he was talking over the vacuum, he said to me, he goes, and you never know what's going to happen. You clean it early. And I looked at him and I go, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. And I've probably been a janitor there a couple of years, and I had never emptied that vacuum bag. And as soon as I said, don't worry, nothing's going to happen, that vacuum bag exploded.
Caramba.
I mean, it went up to the ceiling.
Oh, and, my.
My dad hit another level I'd never ever seen him hit.
It's called stroke level?
Yeah, well, he was probably there. Yeah, Kathy probably would have been saying, someone go help the boy. He's in trouble now.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
I was cleaning while folks were walking in that day, so I think that was one of my last times at cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in church, got to see it and kind of do just about everything.
And Kathy, you were in the same church, is that correct?
Yes, I was 4 years old when his dad came to pastor our church. And so I grew up knowing Ken well.
Okay.
And played with all the other children about the same age during all the choir practices, things like that. And then eventually my junior and senior year of high school began to attend a Christian school his dad had founded.
I see.
So I left the public school my parents had both graduated from.
Okay.
So that was quite an ordeal to get them to let me and my sister attend this Christian school.
Right.
So eventually, after college, graduated and came back, and I was his dad's secretary for 4 years and taught part-time in the Christian school. So I have had a special place in their heart, I think, all my life.
Probably. They love you more than they love him.
I think that's how it is
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the way it is with our daughters-in-law. They all say we love them more than our own kids.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to always tell me, aren't you looking over there at Kathy? I mean, she seems like she'd be a really nice wife for you, you know, one day. And my mom used to always talk about her in Sunday school class, you know, when she was younger, always pulling her little white formal gloves off, you know.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, you remember that, but back in the day, we used to wear hats and gloves to church. So
sure.
Even as a small child, I had those little white gloves on.
Yeah, my mom used to always say she's so cute how she takes that off, you know, so they were always definitely encouraging me that direction.
It's a wonder you guys got married, because usually the girls that our mothers are pushing are definitely the girls we go, no, no way in the world, you know. But
that probably played a little bit into his reticence, let's put it that way. We've known each other since we were 4 years old, but we didn't get married until we were 25. So the light finally dawned on him. Lord probably spoke to him.
Whooped him upside the head is what
exactly.
He did.
He got the message.
Yeah.
And as he says, don't get upset about it. We have been married for 29 years now.
That's right.
And God has given you four wonderful boys.
Yeah, we love them. Four boys. Can't believe how fast that went.
Oh, that's the truth.
And they grew up seeing the ups and downs of ministry and helping us in every aspect. We often pulled them in, I guess, not only for our teen ministry. Were you in youth ministry about 16 years?
Yeah, about 16.
Mm-hmm.
So they benefited from that. I think that was their dad's favorite job, was when he was youth pastor, because then we could do all the fun retreats and games and things like that.
Trips and
absolutely.
All that kind of stuff.
But we also hosted lots of missionaries in our home. We were always glad when there were not enough people to host the missionaries during mission conference,
right,
because
right.
Then our family could keep them and our kids reap the benefits again of having other
for sure.
children to play with and rubbing shoulders with these. Even the veteran missionaries, and I know that had a great part in their wanting to be in ministry today.
Right. And as we consider dedicating our children to the Lord and then exposing them to various aspects of the ministry, it's exciting to see how God uses that. Now, what was the common reaction from your boys when they found out that the church wanted to consider you as senior pastor?
Boy, I'm not sure. They just told me they'd be praying. I don't know. Did they say something to you that they didn't say to me?
they're saying, okay, Dad, next step.
I think they have just always, even though they know probably what all your responsibilities are, they still joke that all you do is stand around and water the flowers and things like that. So they probably wanted to know what else, if you knew how to do anything else besides that.
Now, that sounds like boys.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, I
they
have
like
three sons, and
dads.
that's what they would say to me.
Yeah, I'm sure they were encouraging in their own way.
Right. But it was really exciting when the chairman of our deacons announced to our church that the church was going to be considering you as our new senior pastor, and in both of our services, there was a spontaneous applause. And that was such a blessing to us as pastoral staff, just to be able to watch the way the Lord just arranged all of the details of you as the choice. And obviously, having been here for 6 years, you knew all about the ministry. But now the Lord was going to be giving you an opportunity to do something that would bring, I think, more enrichment, more fulfillment. I often would kid with you, Pastor Ken, when I first got here. You were the executive pastor, didn't have much of a chance to preach. You were always solving all the problems. And I told you, you've got the worst job in the whole church. solving all the problems and never getting a chance to do anything fun. So it really is neat to just be able to watch you now step into that ministry of preaching and pastoring and gauging, Lord, where do you want our ministry mm-hmm. to be going now?
Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Greg, it's been very humbling for me for this opportunity. Someone will ask me about it, and I say, I just try to spend my time on my knees right now.
Amen. Amen.
And a little bit has changed for me. I mean, you know, there's a lot of studying. I try to do a lot of studying. Mm-hmm. I do not want to get up in any way off the cuff. I want to be totally prepared. So there's a lot of studying, and I still want to see people, want to be with people. So that's kind of where I am. I don't have a whole lot of time to do anything else, you know, around church that I've used to do. So it's studying and seeing people and praying, and I've just been humbled. And I couldn't thank the Lord and the church enough. Brookside has been a blessing to our family from day one when we got here. And I tell folks all the time, we came to Brookside because we saw God was at work at Brookside.
Right.
And, I mean, it's exciting to still see God at work. And so I'm just thankful for Brookside. You know, the folks at Brookside have had probably more of a impact on our lives than maybe we've had on their life. I'm just humbled and just asking God to use me and to help me be an encouragement to folks, because I know our folks have really been an encouragement to Kathy and I.
Well, Kathy, I know that as the pastor's wife, you have some new responsibilities and new ideas, and my wife has really enjoyed working with you as you begin to put those ideas together, because the women's ministry in a church is so vitally important, isn't it?
Yes, I believe that most people probably stay at church for a couple of reasons. One, if the preaching is sound and they enjoy the services. But number two, if the women are happy and have a place to serve in the church. So we want to make that possible for the women. So we are trying to branch out a little bit more and restructure some of the categories and opportunities and make those available to the women.
That's great. Well, listen, we'll continue this conversation the next time, but it's certainly a joy to be able to listen to your heart and see what the Lord has done. And if you're listening to this broadcast, wherever you are, just be encouraged, because God wants to use you. As long as you have a servant's heart, He will use you. Because somebody said, God will use anybody who doesn't care who gets the credit. And how true that is. Let God use you in your church, at your home, at your business. Don't care about who gets the credit. Give it to God.